was in Penny Land Synagogue.
In Brandreth.
In Brandreth Road.
Okay.
When I was growing up, there were two synagogues in Cardiff. One was Cathedral Road,
yeah.
which was my late father's home synagogue, and then was our local synagogue, Penny Land Synagogue. Yeah. And my uncle, my late uncle Joe, and his wife Auntie Margaret, they lived in the other end of Cardiff, and they used to pray in the Cathedral Road Synagogue.
The Brandreth Road Synagogue is there no longer.
It's no longer. It got redeveloped about 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And it got knocked down and it was redeveloped into a block of flats. The less said about that, the better. Yep. And then there's a new synagogue now in what we used to call the Old Park on Kincoid Road.
Yeah. So can you describe the Brandreth Road Synagogue to us?
Yes, the Brandreth Road Synagogue is a beautiful synagogue, a very modern synagogue. As you walked in from the top end of Brandreth Road, you walked in on the left-hand side was the men's entrance, on the right-hand side was the women's entrance. You walked in and the synagogue was in the front. There was the Sherman Memorial Hall was at the back, which was a big hall of which they had functions on. I believe my parents' marriage dinner was in there. My bar mitzvah was in the Sherman Memorial Hall. My brother's bar mitzvah, the dinner was in the Sherman Memorial Hall. And the kindergarten was run out of the classrooms, the kindergarten, in the latter years, there was an added block called the Gershon Cohen Talmud Torah, where we used to have the Cheder, which is the Hebrew classes, which I attended. There were four classrooms built there, and all Jewish activity, all the Orthodox Jewish activity, stemmed around the synagogue. The synagogue was a large synagogue. I think it was probably held about 150, 200 people. The Ark was obviously at the eastern wall, and directly opposite the Ark was the ladies' gallery. There's an upper ladies' gallery and a lower ladies' gallery. As a child, I can remember on the High Holy Days, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, the synagogue was so full that it was an overflow built into the Sherman Memorial Hall on the stage, although in my latter years it was much less full and wasn't there. On the right-hand side of the Ark sat the rabbi, and in my days it was always the Rabbi Roger Snitsky, and there was one seat in that box, and on the left-hand side there was a box with two seats where the minister and the chazan, the reader, sat.